Today is the 24th day of December. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It is great to be here with you today. It's Christmas Eve. Here we are, last day of the Advent season. And it's Christmas Eve, and so Merry Christmas to everybody as we kind of settle into the festivities and the goings-on of the next couple of days. It's wonderful to be here with you to spend Christmas Eve for a few moments together around the global campfire. And we will simply take the next step forward as we do every day. And our next step forward leads us back into the book of Zechariah. And we'll continue with Zechariah's visions, and they may sound similar to what we're reading in the book of Revelation, because this is apocalyptic literature, highly symbolic. So it's interesting for us to hear the symbolism in Zechariah or in Revelation and just ask ourselves, what am I considering symbolism, and what do I take literally, and why? And just kind of explore the things that we see in here. But let's take that next step forward now. Zechariah chapters 6 and 7 today. Once more I looked, and this time I saw four chariots emerging from between two mountains of bronze. Harnessed to the first chariot were red horses, to the second black horses, to the third white horses, and to the fourth spotted horses, all of them strong. Then I asked the angelic messenger who was speaking with me, "What are these, sir?" The messenger replied, "These are the four spirits of heaven going out after presenting themselves before the Lord of all the earth. The chariot with the black horses is going to the north country, and the white ones are going after them, but the spotted ones are going to the south country. All these strong ones are scattering. They have sought permission to go and walk about over the earth." The Lord had said, "Go, walk about over the earth." So they are doing so. Then he cried out to me, "Look, the ones going to the northland have brought me peace about the northland." The Lord's message came to me as follows. Choose some people from among the exiles, namely Heldai, Tobijah, and Jediah, all who have come from Babylon. And when you have done so, go to the house of Josiah, son of Zephaniah. Then take some silver and gold to make a crown and set it on the head of Joshua, the high priest, the son of Jehozadak. Then say to him, "The Lord of heaven's army says, look, here is the man whose name is Branch, who will sprout up from his place and build the temple of the Lord. Indeed, he will build the temple of the Lord, and he will be clothed in splendor, sitting as king on his throne. Moreover, there will be a priest with him on his throne, and they will see eye to eye on everything. The crown will then be turned over to Hillam, Tobijah, Jediah, and Hen, son of Zephaniah, as a memorial in the temple of the Lord. Then those who are far away will come and build the temple of the Lord, so that you may know that the Lord of heaven's armies has sent me to you. This will all come to pass if you completely obey the voice of the Lord your God." In King Darius's fourth year, on the fourth day of Kislev, the ninth month, the Lord's message came to Zechariah. Now the people of Bethel had sent Sharezer and Regem-Melech and their companions to seek the Lord's favor by asking both the priests of the temple of the Lord of heaven's armies and the prophets, "Should we keep in the fifth month fasting as we have done over the years?" The message of the Lord of heaven's armies then came to me, "Speak to all the people and priests of the land as follows. When you fasted and lamented in the fifth and seventh months, through all these 70 years, did you truly fast for me? For me, indeed? And now, when you eat and drink, are you not doing so for yourselves? Should you not have obeyed the words that the Lord cried out through the former prophets when Jerusalem was peacefully inhabited and her surrounding cities, the Negev and the foothills, were also populated?" Again, the Lord's message came to Zechariah. "The Lord of heaven's army said, exercise true judgment and show brotherhood and compassion to each other. You must not oppress the widow, the orphan, the resident foreigner, or the poor, nor should anyone secretly plot evil against his fellow citizen. But they refused to pay attention, turning away stubbornly and stopping their ears so they could not hear. Indeed, they made their hearts as hard as diamond, so that they could not obey the law of Moses and the other words the Lord of Heaven's armies had sent by his Spirit through the former prophets. Therefore, the Lord of Heaven's armies poured out great wrath. Just as I called out, but they would not obey, so they will call out, but I will not listen, the Lord of Heaven's armies says. Rather, I will sweep them away in a storm into all the nations they are not familiar with. Thus the land became desolate because of them, with no one crossing through or returning, for they had made the fruitful land a waste. Revelation 15. Then I saw another great and astounding sign in heaven. Seven angels who have seven final plagues. They are the final, because in them God's anger is completed. Then I saw something like a sea of glass mixed with fire, and those who had conquered the beast and his image and the number of his name. They were standing by the sea of glass, holding harps given to them by God. They sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. Great and astounding are your deeds, Lord God, the all-powerful. Just and true are your ways, King over the nations. Who will not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name, because you alone are holy? All nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. After these things I looked, and the temple, the tent of the testimony, was opened in heaven, and the seven angels who had the seven plagues came out of the temple, dressed in clean bright linen, wearing wide golden belts around their chests. Then one of the four living creatures gave the seven angels seven golden bowls filled with the wrath of God, who lives forever and ever. And the temple was filled with smoke from God's glory and from his power. Thus no one could enter the temple until the seven plagues from the seven angels were completed. Psalm 143, a psalm of David. O Lord, hear my prayer. Pay attention to my plea for help. Because of your faithfulness and justice, answer me. Do not sit in judgment on your servant, for no one alive is innocent before you. Certainly my enemies chase me. They smash me into the ground. They force me to live in dark regions, like those who have been dead for ages. My strength leaves me. I am absolutely shocked. I recall the old days. I meditate on all you have done. I reflect on your accomplishments. I spread my hands out to you in prayer. My soul thirsts for you in a parched land. Selah. Answer me quickly, Lord. My strength is fading. Do not reject me, or I will join those descending into the grave. May I hear about your loyal love in the morning, for I trust in you. Show me the way I should go, because I long for you. Rescue me from my enemies, O Lord. I run to you for protection. Teach me to do what pleases you, for you are my God. May your kind presence lead me into a level land. O Lord, for the sake of your reputation, revive me. Because of your justice, rescue me from trouble. As a demonstration of your loyal love, destroy my enemies. Annihilate all who threaten my life, for I am your servant. Proverbs 30, 24 through 28. There are four things on earth that are small, but they are exceedingly wise. Ants are creatures with little strength, but they prepare their food in the summer. Rock badgers are creatures with little power, but but they make their homes in the crags. Locusts have no king, but they all go forward by ranks. A lizard you can catch with the hand, but it gets into the palaces of the king. Okay, so it's Christmas Eve, right? And that makes this the final day of the Advent season. Tomorrow we commemorate, right, the arrival of Jesus. And so there's joy in our hearts. There's probably a lot on the to-do lists still to go for tomorrow. Maybe tonight is a candlelight celebration at church. Maybe even like a midnight service to ring in the arrival of Christmas and the arrival of the Savior. And through all of this, we've established this rhythm every day, moving through the scriptures, and the scriptures continue to speak to us. We were reading in Zechariah today, and we heard what the prophet had in a visionary experience and what it reminds us of. Zechariah said, "This is what the Lord of Heaven's army says. Judge fairly, show mercy and kindness to one another. Don't oppress widows, orphans, foreigners, and the poor. And don't scheme against each other." What we can see in the prophecy is that, like, Christmas isn't a blackout date where we can just do all those things during Christmas because it's a different time of year and everybody does different things. Like, there's no blackout. This is what we're supposed to do all the time. And if there were a season to judge fairly and show mercy and kindness to each other, wouldn't that be now? May we do that. And as we do that, let's consider what we saw in Revelation. John sees what looks to him to be a sea out of glass that's on fire. It's very hard to comprehend, but this is what he's seeing. And next to that sea were those who had endured, and God gave them harps. And they were singing to the Lamb in worship. And their words were, "Great and marvelous are your works, O Lord God the Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who will not fear you, Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous deeds have been revealed." Right, so that may not be like a well-known Christmas carol that we might sing today, but it's a song wholly appropriate for the arrival of the King of all. Right? We're celebrating this first arrival of the Savior as we celebrate Christmas, but we are also longing for the second Advent, for a return. And as we read Revelation, we're prophetically hearing what that worship will look like and advance from a time that we long for, when all things will be made new again. And all things have been made new again because of the arrival of Emmanuel, because God came to be with us. And so may we rejoice today. May we treat each other with kindness and mercy. May we extend the love of God to everyone that we interact with. May we look in the mirror and extend the love of God to the person there. And may we open our hearts to the joy of Christmas.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleeping heavenly peace, sleep Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and mild, Christ the Savior.